Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Point on KRXA 540 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Sadowski from Optimal Health Acupuncture and Bodywork. I've had a few rough days at my office, and business is good. And I have one room under construction, so business is a little more stressful than usual. But it's all good, and we hope that you'll take advantage of what we consider to be some of the best medicine for miles, miles and miles and miles. There are lots of great therapists out there. We feel we have a very, very comprehensive way of looking at your health, your well-being, but not only that, life on the planet, and taking your well-being and your life and using it as a metaphor for what's going on in the planet, how you can best take accountability and responsibility for yourself so you can make a difference in the world. And that's a big leap. So maybe a difference in your family, a difference in your community, and therefore a difference in the world. And making the world a better place, one patient at a time. So give us a call. We're at 655-3208. And we're also on the web at optimalhealthmonterey.com. I have with me in the studio right now, Oren
Fry
from Local Catch Monterey. It's a... it's like a CSA, but it's for fish. I think it's really cool. I've belonged to a couple of different CSAs, and I have my own garden. I have chickens. My neighbors have chickens. My other neighbors have fish. Well, we live on the river, so my neighbors have fish, but horses. And we do a lot of trading. We have honeybees in our backyard, and we go fishing when we go backpacking. We love to eat fish. And when I heard about this, I wanted to interview these folks. So I want you to explain, Oren, what Local Catch is all about and how it works. And then maybe we'll talk about how you got it started and a few other things. Okay?
Great. Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Glenn. And Local Catch is a what we call a community-supported fishery. Or a CSF, and what you were just talking about were community-supported agriculture, or CSA programs, which many folks have heard of before. And that's, if you haven't heard about that, that's the sort of program where you subscribe to a farm and you get a box of vegetables and fruits delivered to you every week. So you're really connected with the local food system. And so we're trying to do the same thing for local seafood. It's just another part of the local food system that we can tie ourselves into. And so what we offer are subscriptions to our local fishing here in Monterey Bay. And so as just an individual or a family, you can sign up for one of the subscriptions that we offer, and then you make a commitment to support local fishing. And then every week, we're going to give you whatever's being caught in the bay that week. You don't necessarily get to choose what it is, but whatever the fishermen are bringing home, we're going to let you know what that is, and we're going to let you have a piece of it and get to taste that fresh local seafood that's can be hard to find otherwise.
Really hard to find. And also, it can be really expensive in the store. I know Sea Harvest is, a lot of their stuff is local. Mm-hmm. But they're, we've almost stopped eating fish on sometimes. But now we've found you. We're going to start using you. And we use the guy at the Tuesday market. And it's way more reasonable to get it right off the boat.
Right. Yeah, it can be. And you know, seafood is... It's a very unique thing. It's one of our last wild foods, and you know, it's something that's been important throughout all sorts of cultures is fish and eating seafood, and it's still how much of the world gets its protein. And we don't want wild seafood to feel like an elitist sort of thing, but it can be hard to get, and it can be expensive, and so we want to. You know, but what we try to do is we try to minimize the number of steps in between the fishermen and the people eating the fish so that we can get it to you with the best value possible.
And quicker. And we know we have a personality behind the fish. We have either you or whoever's dropping it off, or the drop off location. We have community that gets to be developed, and relationships that get bonded as well.
Yeah, you're getting it quicker for sure. So, you know, that's our whole premise, is to get it to you as quickly as we can. We like to think that a program like ours, a community-supported fishery, is kind of the next best thing to catching the fish yourself or going out in a boat yourself. So it's caught, you know, one day, we'll get it cut up and filleted for you the next day, and then you're eating it, you know, oftentimes within 24 to 48 hours of when it was caught. And that's totally different than if you go to a supermarket and get fish. You don't really know. You know, there's just a lot of unknowns. There's been a lot of fraud with seafood, and it could be anything. It could have been caught anywhere, and you're not going to get the full picture. We try to give everyone, our members that subscribe, the fullest picture possible, so they know as much as we can provide.
Right, like it could be snapper, but it might not be snapper, or it could be sea bass.
But this is the market name, but it's actually that, right? So transparency is a big goal for us, and just education in general, because a lot of folks, you know, we live here in Monterey Bay. A lot of people associate this area with seafood. We have a huge fishing, you know, legacy with our local history here, but you know, that's when you go to a restaurant, you're not always getting local product. And so there's a big gap between the connections that we used to have and the connections that we probably should still have about what's out there in the ocean and how we can be part of that food system.
Right. And best sustainably harvested. So tell us a little bit about what people might be getting when they go shopping, let's say, at a mega store.
Well, you know, I don't want to highlight any particular stores, but, a lot of times when people go to the store, they're only familiar with a few main things, right? They're familiar with salmon, they're familiar with halibut, they're familiar with,
tuna.
You know, cod,
yeah.
Right, tuna maybe. And so oftentimes people are choosing those same species over and over again. There's a book called Four Fish by a guy named Paul Greenberg. Then he wrote about how people just keep choosing the same species over and over again. It creates an unhealthy amount of demand for these species, and so they're over-harvested in certain parts of the world by very unsustainable fisheries.
In countries that don't have as much regulation, apparently, too.
Exactly. And you know, and you don't know, when you go to the supermarket, oftentimes the fish has been frozen previously, which isn't always a bad thing, but you don't know how long ago it was caught, and there's no way to know if the fish was caught by a big boat or a small boat, whether it was caught in a country with, you know, strict regulations of fishing, so that you can feel good about it. You know, we want our folks that eat this fish, people are eating seafood. Yes, that does have an impact on the ocean, but we think that you should still be able to have a good conscience about it.
Exactly. Just the same way with buying grass-fed organic beef from somebody in Carmel Valley or Hollister versus going out to, you know, one of those boxes for a burger with a bun on it, right?
Right, exactly.
And knowing exactly where your beef came from. We buy a share of a cow every year, and we buy only local fish. That's the only fish we eat. We have friends who are spear fishers, and we've got halibut and cod in our freezer all the time. But a lot of people don't have that. They don't have connections here in the Monterey Bay Area, and this is one way for people to get connected. So it's absolutely fantastic. How do the fishermen actually benefit from something like this? They must feel really great knowing that they're going out to catch something and it's already sold.
Right. I mean, and that's a big thing, and that's a big thing for our business, is that, you know, we have people prepay, and so we don't ever buy fish that we haven't already sold, which is kind of a good element of a business model, right?
Right.
Not to buy something if you haven't sold it already. But as far as the fishermen are concerned, you know, most of the times when a fisherman goes out fishing, you know, he's just trying to go out, do what he knows how to do, get that fish and get a paycheck for it, right? And so oftentimes he's just going to sell it to whoever the most convenient or, you know, highest bidder buyer is. And the vast majority of the time, fishermen around here and in other parts of the world aren't going to know where that fish is going. It could stay in California, it could be frozen, and it could be exported over to Asia. They don't have any sort of connection with the quote unquote eaters. That's what some of the fishermen call our members. What we try to offer the fishermen is, first of all, we try to give them a premium price. So, you know, whatever the market price is, we'll try to pay on the high end of that or a little bit more if we're able to. And then also we're giving them that direct connection to these people that are enjoying their product. And we're, you know, here's this seafood. We know that we need exactly this much. We have a set demand. So we know we need exactly, say, 1,000 pounds this week.
Right.
After you catch that, it's a guaranteed sale. You don't have to keep fishing. You don't have to get any more. And then they're getting all these sort of love letters from the members, right? Mm-hmm. So the members enjoy the fish, and they often have a lot of feedback for us. So we try to pass that on to the fishermen. We've had some social events where we like community potlucks, right? And we'll invite the members and the fishermen. And these are groups that would otherwise not be connected at all.
Right.
They live very different lives.
You could have a Chipino bake-off or something, you know, something like that. You could do a Chipino contest.
There's
all kinds of things that I could see developing from this if you get a big enough community to do it.
Yeah. And so, it's all about building connection, right? And so this is just a new form of connection, connecting folks that, we've got some members that are really involved in the conservation community, right? The marine conservation community and maybe haven't always been pro fishing. And then we've got these fishermen who are just, catching fish and doing it as responsibly as they can. And so these are groups that may have been at odds before, right? Because maybe the conservation community was campaigning for some sort of legislation that would have impacted the fishermen.
Right.
But now these groups, now one person is the other person's customer. And instead of the sort of negative, this antagonistic energy, there's a lot of, just kind of a lot more mutual respect, I think, and appreciation.
Great. So how does it work for people who want to sign up?
So, we're a year-round program, and so folks can sign up at any time.
Fish don't take vacations? They don't, like, go to Hawaii for the winter?
They take vacations on Christmas and New Year's this year, but otherwise...
I'm talking about the fish themselves. Fishermen take vacations.
Yes, they do. Fish are around in Monterey Bay year round. We've got amazing fisheries here. We've got a fantastic salmon fishery in the summer. We've got halibut. We've got local sea bass. We've got crab in the winter.
Albacore
tuna this time of year in the fall, indeed. And so we're a year round program. Folks can sign up at any time, and we have a website. It's localcatchmontereybay.com. And so you go on there, you learn everything about our program, and then when you go to sign up, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to choose a pickup location. We have our geographic range is all the way from Boulder Creek up in Santa Cruz County, all the way down to the Peninsula and Carmel Valley. So we've got a big geographic range. We've got 16 pickup locations to choose from. And we deliver to those every Tuesday afternoon. And so you choose a pickup location. You choose whether you would have a preference for filleted fish or whole fish. We try to accommodate those preferences as much as possible. And then people will make a minimum commitment of 4 weeks. You can commit to 4 weeks, 8 weeks, or 12 weeks, but the minimum commitment is 4 weeks. So it's kind of an adventure, right? It's a culinary adventure. It's a little bit of an unknown. You can't say, I want 4 weeks of salmon or I want 4 weeks of crab. You might get 1 week of salmon and then 1 week of squid and then 1 week of sand dabs and 1 week of oysters.
Or you might get 4 weeks and three of them might be salmon. It depends on the runs and the season.
Exactly. Right. So it's just a reflection of natural variability and what's actually out there.
How many pounds a week approximately are you doing?
As a program or as an individual getting a share?
No, as a program, the entire program.
As a program, right now we have about 370 member families.
Sweet.
Right? And so the actual pounds varies. Each of those shares gets between a pound and a half a week. But it totally depends on the species of fish. Every species of fish has a different yield in terms of how much of the whole fish turns into edible fish. So,
right.
But, we're buying 1,000 or so pounds of fish a week, perhaps something around there. So it's a substantial amount. Oftentimes we're buying everything the fisherman catches and we still need a little bit more.
What do you do with the stuff that I would make soup out of?
Well, what do you like to make soup out of? The heads?
The heads and the bones and all that stuff.
Right.
What do you do with all that? Somebody's making soup somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Or putting it in a compost pile.
So, we really do try to encourage folks to opt for the whole fish option when they can.
Yeah.
And I'd say right now probably about 20% of our members are getting the whole fish option. And that's really... It gives them the opportunity to use the bones, to use the heads, to make stock.
That's what I want to do.
To make soup. And, and that's great. And there's some fish that we can't do that because, we can't give someone a whole salmon. It's too big. We can't give someone a whole halibut.
Right.
It's too big. But the medium and the small-sized fish, we can do that. And then, a couple times we've had extra parts that we've been able to, extra fish parts that we've just been able to make available to people. When we had salmon, we were selling
cheeks.
Salmon heads and salmon collars. Yeah, the cheeks. But we do still have a waste stream of fish parts that it's a result of the processing. So some of the bones, the guts, and we're continuing to explore what we might do with
fish
that. So
emulsion.
Yeah. So that we've
business.
Right.
There you have it.
Yeah. There's someone who's
a local fish emulsion.
If anyone has a great solution
organic
here,
organic farmers.
Right. We've had someone who's in the biodiesel industry approach us. They're interested in trying to make biodiesel out of some of this fish waste. We've had someone who's looking at making fish hydrosalate, which is a sort of agricultural fertilizer.
Right, yeah.
But those haven't panned out quite yet, so we're still looking for ways to improve our waste stream management.
Well, how about a smart kid at Stevenson or somebody like that to figure out a program that some school could use it or
yeah,
you know, and right. Turn it into something great, like a chemistry project for some kid.
Yeah, we definitely want
to. Okay, you guys out there, I know there aren't how many high school boys and girls are listening to the show, but I think that's a good idea. There's some people out there who could use it as a school project and create something pretty amazing. And those are the people who are going to be eating fish 20 years from now. Can you buy more than one share? Can a family buy more than one share so that when the salmon do come, they can get a whole one? Like things like that.
Yeah,
or would they have to go down to the local boat and get a whole one if they want to buy a whole one themselves?
Except for...
Because I put away fish when the good ones are coming.
Yeah,
in.
You stockpile.
I do.
Yeah.
Not salmon, but albacore I'll freeze.
Okay.
I'll freeze is good.
Yeah. So we offer like a double size share, which we call our family share. There's a small share and a family share. So you can get twice as much every week if you want.
Uh-huh.
If you are feeding, you know, four or five people instead of two or three people.
Or one teenager.
Or a teenager, yes, indeed, as the case may be. But then we also give folks, if there's a particular species, 1 week we have a web store where they can add on certain items to their order. If they want to add on some local abalone, they can do that.
Or
a crab. Or if they want to add on an extra share, they can do that. You know, and so if someone does, we try to work with our members.
Awesome.
And if they ask for more of one thing, we'll do our best to accommodate.
Awesome. So you know what I'm going to do, because I got to go to a break? We're going to go to a break, and we're going to continue for a little while, and I'll probably close out the show myself. But we're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to finish our discussion with Oren from Local Catch, and hope you're having a good listen out there, and we'll be back right after the break.